रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 11 वर्स नंबर 29 यापति हरिभावेन भजे श्रीरिव तत्पर हरियात्मना हरियर्लोके पत्या श्रीर इव मोदते दि वुमन हू एंगेजेस इन द सर्विस ऑफ हर हस्बैंड Following strictly in the footsteps of the goddess of fortune, surely returns home back to Godhead with her devotee husband and lives very happily in the Vaikuntha planets. Repeat. The woman who engages in the service of her husband, following strictly in the footsteps of the goddess of fortune, Surely returns home back to Godhead with her devotee husband and lives very happily in the Vaikuntha planets. Purport. The faithfulness of the goddess of fortune is the ideal for a chaste woman. The Brahma Samhita says, Lakshmi satatam brahma sevyamanam. In Vaikuntha planet, Lord Vishnu is worshipped by many, many thousands of gods of fortune. And in Golok Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is worshipped by many, many thousands of gopis, all of whom are gods of fortune. A woman should serve her husband as faithfully as the gods of fortune. A man should be an ideal servant of the Lord. And a woman should be an ideal wife, like the goddess of fortune. Then both husband and wife will be so faithful and so strong that by acting together, they will return home, back to Godhead, without a doubt. In this regard, the Madhvacharya gives this opinion. Hari Rasmin Sthitayati स्त्रीनाम भर्तरी भावना शिष्यानां च गुरौ नित्यं सुदृढानां ब्राह्मणादिषु भृत्यानां स्वामी तथा अभिभाव उदीरिता. ए वुमन शुड थिंक of her husband, the Supreme Lord. Similarly, a disciple should think of the spiritual master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A Sudra should think of a Brahmin as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And a servant should think of his master as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, all of them will automatically become devotees of the Lord. In other words, by thinking this way, all of them will become Krishna conscious. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Talakayam Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayan Gurva Kadama Yandarati Swapadantam वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमल श्रीगुर वैष्णवांच श्रीरूप सागरजात सगुणरघुराधान तम सजीव साद्वैतम सवधूत पर्यनत कृष्णचैतन्यदेव श्रीराधापादा सहगन ललित श्री विशाखान्वित हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधन बंद जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानि सुते देवी प्रणमामि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यः पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौरभक्तगण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम are continuing to read on the same subject, the woman and her nature and her duties and her loyalty. Ultimately, the goal is whether we are in woman body, man body, or anybody, any body. The life is considered successful when you go back to the spiritual world, when you become free from cycle of birth and death. Because according to scriptures and also Chanak Pandita, so by nature generally the women are simple people. The scriptures say a woman and a child need to be given protection. The woman can be cheated very easily. That's what is going on in the modern society. Women are appreciated by men, and women are just doing anything to please the exploitative man. What's going on? Otherwise, a modest woman, she may not like to go out of the house, she may not like to work among men, or to speak of demanding equality with men. Because man wants to exploit the woman, so they try to encourage equality in positions, in everything in the society. They can also become prime ministers, they can also become police officers, and they can also take any job. That's the present scenario. But as we were reading for the last few days, the duties are different. The duties of man and woman, duties in relationship to attaining the goal of life, the duties in relationship to the success of life. Because in the newspapers and media, they are trying to project a woman also very competent in administration, business, like many MDs of banks. Bhattacharya, she is the MD for State Bank of India. She is the head of the entire State Bank of India. Big post. ICICI Bank, Kochar. Yeah, I know these two things because our accounts are there. Kochar, she is also a lady. And there are many. Kiran Bedi is the governor and also an IPS officer. And Mamata Banerjee is the chief minister. So these people, they may prove their worth and merit in their position in the society, how women can also in Kurukshetra, where the famous Kalpana Chawla planetarium, is that right? Kalpana Chawla, an Indian woman going to NASA space organization. And then she could be the rare woman, and she died. And so they named her, because she's a Haryana woman. So the government Haryana, how as a woman she rose to a brave position and a position in the world as an astronaut, space traveler. She died. So they named her, they created a planetarium and named it all simply. Nobody has any idea about what to do in life. Prabhupada writes that the governments of the modern day, they are, you know, we also say Prajapratinidhi, is that right? Nobody says Daiva Pratinidhi. A leader is supposed to be Daiva Pratinidhi. That's a Patidev, not Tirtho, Bibiko. That is not the business. Patidev. Patidev means we will take care of the wife according to religious principles, and we will help the wife to become a devotee of the Lord. So Patidev. And then Naradev. Naradev is Gurudev. Patidev, Naradev, Gurudev. See, all Dev, Dev is added behind every name. That means they are supposed to be representatives of Krishna. Patidev. That's why you may not like to hear that the wife should treat her husband in the footsteps of the goddess of fortune. Very. So after all are human beings, why a man should be treated, why a leader should be treated like God. Again, guru, disciple thing also. Sakshat Daritvayana Samasya Sahasya Uttasya Yatayavata Kintu Prabharya Priyayavatasya Vandaya Guru Sri Charanaravindam. We daily recite this in the Mangalati. The Guru is treated. All the scriptures are saying that you should treat the spiritual master like God. The spiritual master is not God, but you should treat him like God. That means for the disciple, his whole attention should be, how can I please? How can I satisfy the spiritual master so that our senses, they don't go here and there. You fix it. I have a mission. I should execute the mission of the spiritual master. Because it is not easy to control the mind and senses unless you are very serious. One disciple asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am struggling. am trying. But why does sex thoughts doesn't go away from my mind? And Prabhupada said, because your purpose is not so strong. That means he is doing some 16 rounds, he is attending Mangalarti, but that is not everything. 24 hours. People talk about nowadays hospitals and police and public utility services 24 hours anytime. That is correct. But that is working like donkey, 24 hours on duty. But we are also saying that you are a servant of Krishna and your only business is to serve Krishna. And not only that, you should be so eager and so determined to serve the Lord. Let's say, with all their 24-hour services, they are also off-duty, they also have vacation, they can take leave. But you look at the life of devotees, it's 365 days, and then sometimes more work. There is generally more work, and sometimes there is much more work, festivals and like that. All day there is some work, and festival times, there is extra. So, that means it is not like a burden. Devotees are not working like a burden. In the outside world, you want recognition in turn, or you want some profit in turn, in exchange for your work. People should recognize me. I am a great social servant. I should get benefit. Why should I work otherwise? But devotees, not only that, they don't take remuneration at all, no salary at all, and then they work more than karmi people in the world. Because this is like a mother in the home. The mother in the home. You must have got that WhatsApp video. How in the West, people have become so money-minded, and people, they don't know how the relationships should be. So this is what I read in that video. In America or in the West, after 15 years, you are expected to be on your own. The men, boys or girls, after 15 years, because it is based on sense gratification. People don't want any family responsibilities. So because the wife wants to go with another man, not with her husband, the husband doesn't want to go with her wife, he wants to go with another woman, and they want to go on exploring the variety. That is Russian culture. Nothing bad about that, because that is their culture. So children are a nuisance for them. Right? Somehow population should be there in Germany and Switzerland, many countries. Here the government is saying, if you stop producing children, you will be given increment, you will be given promotion, you will be given incentives here in India and countries like Pakistan, China. Here If you don't fed your children, we will give you promotions and like that. But in Germany and Switzerland and such places, if you produce children, we take the guarantee, because nobody wants botheration. Nobody wants the botheration of child. It means that womanly nature is gone. Simply it is a life of sense gratification. Naturally, when you are a child, just you have to go on serving him. You have to spend on him, you have to serve him, you take care of him. But according to Vedic society, a woman desires many, many children, because she is confined to one family. So they want to take care, they want, that's called family tradition, family life. But in the West, the family tradition is not there. Simply it is exploitation and sense gratification. So now the majority of the people in such countries, they are no young people. All people are getting old. And they no one to come on to take those roles. But the population becomes less and less. So nobody wants to take care of the child. So the point is, Patidev, Naradev, and Gurudev, these words are used. And Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj says, we need Krishna conscious children. We need Krishna conscious children. For what? Because in the next, why did Prabhupada, why did he take so many disciples? When you are taking disciples, you are taking their karma also, is that right? Becoming guru is not an enjoyable position. Whatever nonsense disciples will do, the blame goes to the spiritual master. Not only the blame in this world, the karma. If you have accepted disciple, then you should give time to train them up. If you cannot train them up and just take disciples, and they don't know the etiquette, maryada, they don't know what are your responsibilities, what are your services, how should be your behavior. So naturally, the whole setup is disturbed. Whenever you accept Krishna in the center, then you have to become a very good servant. Krishna is so big, too big, beyond Brahma's imagination also. Can Brahma say how great is Krishna? Is it possible for him? When Brahma became little proud that I am the creator of this universe, and Krishna called him to Dwarka, and then Brahma was humiliated. He was made to feel how small he is. He was thinking, I am the creator. The creator is one person. That is true. For one universe, there is one creator. But there are unlimited universes. Akhila, Brahmanda, Koti. Akhila, Brahmanda, Nayakudu. Krishna is Akhila, Brahmanda, Nayakudu. Ananta, Brahmanda, అనంత బ్రహ్మాండాలు. సో ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ బ్రహ్మాండ దేర్ ఇస్ దేర్. సో వెన్ బ్రహ్మ కేమ్, ఇక బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ వెరీ పాపులర్ లైక్ మోడీ సాబ్, ఎవ్రీబడి నోస్. యు డోంట్ నో హూ ఈజ్ ది ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్, పీపుల్ థింక్ యూఆర్ వెరీ మచ్ బిహైండ్ ఇన్ యువర్ కామన్ సెన్స్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ యూజ్ ది సేమ్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్, ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ నో గాడ్, జస్ట్ లైక్ యూ హ్యావ్ నో ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ అబౌట్ యువర్ ఫాదర్, అస్ హూ ఈజ్ యువర్ ఫాదర్, వాట్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్, ఐ డోంట్ నో. సో యు ఆర్ ఎ డాటర్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఆస్కింగ్ యూ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ యూ కెనాట్ సే ఇట్స్ అ షేమ్, బికాస్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ మదర్ ఆర్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ పీపుల్ టు యువర్ లైఫ్ అండ్ యూ హ్యావ్ నో ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ వాట్ కల్చర్ పర్సన్ యూ మస్ట్ బి, వాట్ డూ యూ నో అబౌట్ అదర్ నైస్ పీపుల్, గ్రేట్ పీపుల్, గుడ్ పీపుల్, ఇఫ్ యూ కెనాట్ యువర్ నో యువర్ అబౌట్ యువర్ పేరెంట్స్. ప్రభుపాద్ యూజ్ ది సేమ్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్, ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ నో హూ ఇస్ ది, జస్ట్ లైక్ సంబడి ఆస్క్ హూ ఇస్ ది ప్రెసిడెంట్, యు ఆర్ ఆల్ స్టేయింగ్ ఇన్ ది టెంపుల్, హూ ఈస్ ది టెంపుల్ ప్రెసిడెంట్, యు ఆర్ సో నైవ్ ఆర్ యు ఆర్ సో ఫులిష్, ఐ డోంట్ నో వెదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ రాజశేఖర్ ఆర్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ సుఖదేవ్, ఐ డోంట్ నో హూ ఇస్ ది టెంపుల్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ అబౌట్ ది స్ట్రక్చర్. Yeah, sometimes it's possible. People who are very simple, they are working, but they don't know whose vision is this and actually whom they are trying to please. You know, so that is called very foolish. There is no good awareness what is going on around. So Prabhupada uses that argument to say that if as a human being, if you don't know who God is, who has given you the body, who has given the maintenance to your body, and who is giving you the opportunities to you, and without him nothing can go on, without Krishna nothing can go on, and you don't pray to him, gratitude will leave it aside, but what a foolish person. Krishna will give you everything and you just don't know him, and you don't know that you have to approach him, you have to pray to him for whatever you need in life, or you have to express your gratitude. Krishna, you have given me the birth of a human being. Now I can solve the problems of life by following your teachings, by following your instructions, by making you the goal of my life. How can you solve all the miseries and problems of life? Get out of this place. Where to go? Go back home, back to Godhead. So the point is, నరదేవ్, పతిదేవ్, గురుదేవ్, దట్ మీన్స్ నోబడీ ఈజ్ ఇండిపెండెంట్. లైక్ దిస్ మాతాజీస్ మ్యాన్ బి మ్యారీడ్, ఆర్ యూ ఇండిపెండెంట్? యూఆర్ అండర్ సంబడి, అండ్ నైదర్ యువర్ హస్బెండ్ నార్ యూఆర్ కమిటెడ్ టు యువర్ మిషన్, a business. There the wife, the business is how to keep the husband pleased. That is a process to go back to God. But a woman trying to serve the husband in every way, especially if the husband is a devotee. If the husband is a devotee, you don't have to separately worry about your pujas, your prayers. Simply assist the husband. Just assist the husband. and your spiritual life is taken care of. Like we are reading in the previous purports on the same topic, if the husband is not a devotee, that means Prabhupada is not just blindly supporting man or blindly supporting the authorities. Everything with a class, qualification. If the husband is qualified, wife is very safe. You just follow the husband. You don't need to look around. Whom to follow? Huh? Finish. Similarly, once you accept a spiritual master, you have no other business to look around here and there. I want to go back to Godhead, and here is a person appointed or qualified or a senior person. So the simple process is try to satisfy. It's not just woman or man. The disciples can be male disciples, female disciples. The business is disciple is don't put your mind into independent thinking. So when my seniors come, say, what are they? How can I be well behaved? How can I satisfy them? So they give me blessed Sukadeva Swami. Very nice. In this thing, people doing. They go. But you may think they come now and then, and that is easy. But here we have a boss, day and night, day after day. If Radhanasa comes soon, easy. After he's gone. But here, we have somebody here. All the time I have to be thinking, am I doing all right, am I pleasing? But actually this is to your benefit. That's why they say, don't discriminate between Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Because if you only say Diksha Guru, then you think, oh, I don't have to care anybody else as seriously as I am doing with my Diksha Guru. Who is the loser? That means you become loose. If you become loose, you will be the loser. God. So the point is, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, today only we are reading, yatatoha kaunteya purushasya vipashita indriyani pramadini haranti prasavamana. Even a very studious person who is trying to control the senses, the senses are so fickle that there is every chance that they just go out of control. That means it's very good that you have given serious tax, it's very good that you are a strict master, it's very good that all day you are engaging. In the beginning it may look like, but actually when you understand why I am doing all these things, and then you know, Maharaj is very kind. He is pointing out who is lazy guy here and put him to the job. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do this? Why is he asking me to wake up? Why is he asking me to work so much? Because you have not understood the principle. The principle is that if you are not in Krishna's service, you are in Maya. So when the authority is demanding, actually they are very kind to you. They are giving attention, not to slip away, fall away, and become insincere and so on. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Granada Srimad Bhagavatam, and they are very much discussed. Tributary.